This is KUT. Last year, South by Southwest economic impact on Austin was estimated at more than $325 million, the largest amount ever. That was according to a study commissioned by South by Southwest. This year, local business groups are trying to push more local shopping outside of the downtown corridor. But as KUT's Kate McGee reports, not everyone feels like the economic boom from South by Southwest is making it to their neighborhood.
Conrad Bejarano is sitting in the back of his store, I Love Vintage, at Guadalupe and 29th, with his son Sebastian. They're cutting out pictures from old magazines and making buttons.
Swing it around. You get a button up, Richard Gere and Jody Foster.
Swing your button.
As a locally owned store outside of downtown, Bejarano says South by Southwest is a weird time.
The locals, they keep away from anything South by. You kind of look in any downtown district, it's like the locals kind of keep away because it's too chaos. So you have to make it up on the tourist end because all the locals would go away. So the business you would normally have is gone.
But it's hard to get tourists to leave downtown. Bejarano says public transit stops running too early and it isn't convenient enough to encourage people to leave. He also owns Spider House Cafe and Ballroom just behind I Love Vintage. He says the city of Austin doesn't make it easy for local businesses to benefit from the festival.
Oh my God, yeah. I mean, they do pretty much everything in their power to stop South by as far as with the locals. And so anything that where businesses or, you know, like small businesses are just trying to bring people in because everybody goes away, they'll do everything to basically shut you down.
If you're not geographically close by, it's not a benefit.
That's Dean Lofton with the Austin Independent Business Alliance. This year, the organization partnered with the Austin Chronicle to organize an event called Austin by Austin. It focused on local business districts outside downtown, like North Loop and Lower Burnett Road. Last Saturday, businesses in these areas offered discounts, live music, and food and drinks. The Business Alliance provided shuttles to take people from downtown to the neighborhoods. Lofton says when they approached local businesses with the idea, even they were resistant.
They were like, why would we do something during South By? It's always dead. And we were like, you know, that's exactly our point. We want you to benefit from these people coming here. We want to take this opportunity to show it to you.
Lofton says highlighting these local businesses shows off the unique side of Austin, but it also allows locals who don't want to deal with the chaos of downtown to experience a little bit of the festival. Many of the businesses who participated are continuing to offer discounts throughout this weekend.
You don't really have an Austin experience when you come to South By. You have an awesome South By experience, but that's not Austin year-round. So we wanted people to have a glimpse of that.
But there are some areas of Austin where South By Southwest crowds never go, mostly residential areas. I met Sam Anderson Ramos on the corner of Pleasant Valley Road and Stassney Lane in Southeast Austin.
It's always been like this, as far as I can remember. It's never been like a bustling. This is why whenever you ask what's a good spot that's with commercial businesses and stuff, I was like, I guess this is it. There's a gas station.
We're standing in the parking lot of the Pleasant Valley Shopping Plaza. Most of the stores here are empty. Windows are boarded up. Anderson Ramos grew up in the Dove Springs neighborhood. The predominantly Hispanic neighborhood is mostly single-family homes. Anderson Ramos says not much changes here during South By.
I went to a community meeting actually here in Dove Springs just last night, and nobody talked about it. I mean, they were interested in tenants' rights, and they were talking about rezoning issues and development issues and things like that, and where's our green spaces? Nobody said anything about South By Southwest.
Anderson Ramos teaches writing at St. Edward's University. He says it's difficult to understand how the hundreds of millions of dollars brought in by South by Southwest benefit his neighborhood.
If people talk about that money coming in and being really useful for the community, it sort of smacks of trickle-down economics a little bit. That, like, so presumably if somebody spends money buying fancy ramen somewhere, a little portion of that, like a penny of it, will end up by putting a crosswalk in Dove Springs. But that doesn't seem realistic, or if it does happen, that's not enough.
Last year, a study found Austin was the most economically segregated city in the country. Ramos questions how a festival like South by Southwest, which is expensive to attend, reaches out and connects with all residents.
Where the money is would tend to be where the Caucasians are, you know? And I don't think that South by Southwest is any different. Austin certainly isn't any that different. I mean, probably if the W Hotel is benefiting from South by Southwest, I would imagine that most of those people would tend to be white or already wealthy. So in that sense, yeah, unless they're routing that money into neighborhoods that are more marginalized or racially diverse, or at least not majority white in the city, then I think that it's probably not doing much for those people of those particular races.
Last year, South by Southwest's economic impact on the Austin economy was $325 million, according to a firm hired by South by. It especially profits the hospitality industry. South by Southwest estimates most of that is direct impact to businesses and those who worked during the festival, who do live in all of Austin's neighborhoods. That cash flow has grown every year as South by has grown.
That's sort of been the lesson, you know, that the more business you have coming in, presumably the better off the city's going to be. But I mean, I have been here, alive here, since 1982, and I haven't seen anything get better. I've seen things get more expensive, and I've seen the school stay the same, and I've seen trash on the streets stay the same, and empty lots stay the same.
Anderson Ramos fears change and improvement means Dove Springs and neighborhoods like it get less affordable for the people who live there now. Kate McGee, KUT News.